This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Guys, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Shukran for availing yourselves. Wallahi, this is a gift from Allah. The fact that you are here, the fact that we are here, we have been chosen by Allah to perform this task. Wallahi, many people has been invited to be a part of it. Some of them wanted to, some of them couldn't, some of them just decided not to be here. But Allah has allowed you this opportunity to be a part of this project. I want to remind you and myself that it's important for us to start every action with an intention. So let's take a few seconds to make an intention of why we are here. We are here for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to get closest to Him. We are here to spread the deen of Islam. We are here to spread the light of Quran, inshaAllah. May Allah accept our intention. May Allah write it upon our goodness. May Allah write it upon those, the good deeds on behalf of our parents, those who are passed on. May Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaws, inshaAllah. May Allah allow this to be a reward for every person who's donated a Quran. For every person who's a Quran has been donated on behalf of, whether they are alive or whether they have passed on, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, to bless their families, to allow for this to be a perpetual reward up until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah increase the rank of every person who's involved in this project for every letter that's been recited from these Qurans, inshaAllah. Again, when we engage with people, we are not representing ourselves only, we are representing our families, and more importantly, we are representing Islam. So let us conduct ourselves in a way that is kind, generous, and as a means of da'wah, let's smile. Even though we have a mosque, we still share a smile so we can connect with people's hearts, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya Allah, you are the Lord of the worlds. We thank you, Ya Allah, for allowing us the opportunity to serve your deen, Ya Allah. We thank you for allowing us an opportunity to be of those who's connected to the Quran. Oh Allah, through our small efforts, oh Allah, inspire the hearts of many to turn towards Islam. Those who find themselves in darkness, Ya Rabb, oh Allah, you are Nur, Ya Allah, you are Nur, Ya Allah. Allow your Nur and your light to spread through our communities, through our small action of this Quran drive, Ya Allah. We ask you to free our society from all of its vices, Ya Allah. Free our society, guide the hearts of our youth, Ya Allah, towards you. Oh Allah, through this little action, allow for us to be united with our families and with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, enter us into your highest abode of Jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, our volunteers this morning, together with Team Fusion, is out at the Weinberg taxi rank. You can see it's buzzing here today, and alhamdulillah, through your support and through your donations, we are able to spread the light of Quran, alhamdulillah, to those, and we can see, subhanallah, the hunger for people coming to us and asking for Quran, subhanallah. And again, we urge you to contribute towards our Quran drive. For 70 rand a Quran, you can spread the light on behalf of yourself, your family, or your deceased loved ones. Make this Ramadan a special Ramadan by contributing towards our Quran drive, inshallah. 10 Qurans for 700 rand on behalf of your deceased parents, and ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it as a sadaqatul jariyah and a perpetual reward until the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Inshallah, our team is out and spreading the word on your behalf. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and good afternoon. I found myself here in Greenpoint, that's for the promenade here, right here, it's called Greenpoint, Seapoint. And we are continuing as we have been for the last 5 years, distributing and just spreading the Quran, alhamdulillah. So the Quran, the month of the Quran, Ramadan, is just 10 days away. So every year for the last 5 years, we go around in the communities and we share this Quran with Muslims and non-Muslims as well. We find that we take it for granted that sometimes at homes Qurans are recited, and it is not so. So we go into the homes of people, we try to reach as many people and different diverse communities as well. We just came from Anova Park, for example. We intend to go to Capricorn and even Hout Bay as well. But specifically today, we are here in a very cosmopolitan society, we're in Seapoint, and we're trying to reach as many of those people who have never heard about the Quran or listened to the Quran, but don't understand what is happening. The idea is obviously to bring about, you know, consciousness that Islam is a peaceful religion. The words within the text of the Quran is universal. For example, so specifically this area, many people come from different communities and they come and relax here. So we will definitely find South Africa represented here on this area. So we're going to share and express our concern that some of these people don't even know that the Quran is translated in different languages. So we have the Isikosa Quran, we've got the English Quran as well. So alhamdulillah, the idea is that the Quran, the month of the Quran, must be the month of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the, you know, the strength that the Quran drive will continue for many years, inshallah. So the intention, many Qurans as possible. So if you are listening to me, if you are just seeing this video, if even if it's not the Quran drive, please contact Fusion. So and ask how you can be part of the Quran drive, even right through the year, inshallah. I mean, Jazakum Allah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Team Fusion again out on a beautiful sunny day, spreading the light of Islam, spreading the light of the Quran. We want to thank you for being a part of this particular program and project. Yes, indeed, it is our most favorite project of the year, alhamdulillah, our Quran drive. And again, we're inviting you to help us spread the deen of Islam and the light of the Quran by donating and sponsoring a Quran on behalf of yourself, your loved ones, and those who has passed away. Through it, may Allah allow for it to be a sadaqatul jariyah and a perpetual reward. Help us, the Fusion Jamaica Foundation, spread the light of Quran, spread the light of Islam by sponsoring a Quran today for only 70 rand, or sponsor 10 Qurans for 700 rand, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your efforts, inshallah, and may this month of Ramadan be a beautiful, beneficial month, inshallah. Once again from Team Fusion, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To my guest in studio and to the viewers online as well, kif al-hal?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it's good to be here. Just watching that clip just brings all kinds of emotions to the fore, subhanallah. I say in the video, and on various interviews, when speaking about the Quran drive, that we say that all of our programs are very special, all of our projects at Fusion is very special, but the Quran drive is just something different. It is just on a different level, subhanallah.
Right. Okay, so for those of our viewers who perhaps don't know my guest, his name is Nizam Abdul. He's a friend of mine, and alhamdulillah, we can see how busy he is in the community, doing various projects. Okay, so before we get into the Quran drive, which, I mean, the video is really well done, mashallah, it speaks for itself. It looks like a very exciting project. It looks a lot like the Da'wah projects that we used to do with the Discover Islam Center, and the same type of reception that you see from the public there. So it looks amazing. But before we get into that, first and foremost, tell us, who are you? and what is Fusion?
Okay, so the first part of it is very simple to answer. I'm Nizam Abdul. That's it. No titles, nothing fancy. The Fusion Jamaica Foundation, alhamdulillah, is something that has been started by myself and my beautiful wife, Sadiqa, mashallah. The Fusion brand has been around for about 8 years now, since 2012. That's going into 9 years, inshallah. And we've hosted a number of programs and projects and events. And so the main focus is on youth development through holistic education and community upliftment through humanitarian support. And subhanallah, we are just proud of what Allah has allowed for us to achieve. Subhanallah. Obviously, all of our programs and projects and events has a very strong Islamic base where it starts from. And it starts from a place of pleasing Allah and serving Islam. Alhamdulillah.
Look, I must say, as a person who's just kind of known you from the sidelines and then eventually a bit more and a bit more, alhamdulillah, I must say that like Brother Amir May said over here, Mr. Abdul is my absolute hero. I honestly think that people like you and your spouse and your family, I think you are the heroes of society. Like seriously. If it comes from myself, it's not like, oh, wow, mashallah, he did something. No. He's supposed to do something. That's literally his job, you know, that type of thing. But with you guys, you've made it your passion. You've made it your life. And I know that running events like this, and I've seen the type of events that you guys run, like, for example, the Amazing Race. Okay, so I have experience with this. Myself and my wife, we used to run an organization called Darul Mahamid. And then from there, we had a number of spin-offs, you know, things that we did. For the community in the retreat. And one of it was this New Year's Eve thing, and then the next morning was the Amazing Race. Anyway, I'm going off the point here, but the amount of planning, holy hell. You know what I mean? And not just planning, it's coordinating, and you're talking about kids, putting them in a car with a parent that you're supposed to trust, and you're sending them off all around Cape Town. Anyway, so we only did that for, I think, about 3 years or so. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, janazah salah on such events. Because, yeah, Rob, it's no joke. And then I see you guys coming up, and it's one event after the other event, and mashallah, you've just grown over the years, and you guys haven't given up. So it's like a real example of a power couple, okay? Tell us your secret. What keeps you motivated? Because, I mean, you're a teacher by profession, isn't it, so?
Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept from us.
Ameen, Ya Rab.
May Allah accept our efforts. Wallahi, not to want to sound humble or want to sound pious, but it's only through the mercy of Allah.
It's really difficult to sound pious when you're with pious people. But when you're with but when you're with me, it's very easy to sound pious. I'm sure anything that you're about to say is going to sound pious. So let's hear.
Honestly, every bit of success that we have achieved is purely through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah.
It is 100% through the mercy of Allah, through a little bit of our effort, through the du'as of our parents, through the du'as and support of our community, through the du'as and support of people like you, a du'a that we always make as between myself and Sadiqa, and we consciously make it and we remind ourselves to make this du'a, is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us and send to us good people, people that is good for us, people that is genuinely happy for us, people that is able to genuinely support us growing the Fusion Foundation and any project that we are involved in. And over and above that, may Allah allow for us to be beneficial to others, inshallah. So I think, honestly, the secret is to our success, alhamdulillah, is divine intervention. Our connection with Allah.
But look, I'll go back and I'll check your dua, you know, whether your dua is accepted or not, because you make dua that Allah must send these positive people in life, and then Allah sends me. So you must have done something heavy wrong in your life. I don't want to go there.
There's always an exception to the rule.
Definitely. Okay. So you guys decided to do Fusion, And I mean, you've really been places, you've done so many different things, and it was all like really wow, mashallah. You know, I was thinking about that cultural
Islamic arts festival at the Castle of Gudok.
And the Quran awards that you guys did, and it's one thing after the other. So give us an idea of what Fusion is in terms of the projects and the different events that you guys run.
To about 4 hours. Alhamdulillah, over the years we've hosted a number of projects and events, again primarily based on youth development and creating a space where our youth can express themselves. Our youth, subhanallah, they're so talented, but very seldom do they get an opportunity to express their natural abilities. And so we've hosted a number of programs, alhamdulillah, from sporting festivals to our very popular I Stayed Fit program, which you've been a part of as a judge. And then it just gets us to tears every time we see those little ones on stage and doing presentations. And then obviously...
Sorry, I just remembering this now. I remember being in that, you know, in that panel, and the sister that was a judge with me, she's a friend of my wife, there was a moment where she said, "Don't you just wish we had a yellow buzzer now?" And I thought that would be awesome. You guys should get the golden buzzer, for the judges. Anyway, bismillah.
Sorry, could please note. Yeah, so the I Stayed Fit, for those of you who's not familiar with I Stayed Fit, it's an opportunity for kids to just stand on the stage and present pieces in the categories of spoken word, speech, and poetry. It normally happens over 2 nights for our juniors and our seniors. And then obviously we have our high school Nasheed competition. I think that just speaks for itself. COVID has obviously been what it is and is what it is. And we're still looking around ways of still connecting with our youth. And so, those are some of the things that we've done. And we've mentioned the Islamic Arts Festival. Subhanallah. Between myself and Sadiqa, we probably had the month and a half prior to the event, we had probably like 20 hours of sleep for the month.
Yes, I love.
It was...
It sounds like Hajj. Really?
Yeah, so it was hard work, but the results, I remember standing there on the Sunday afternoon. One of the I Stayed Fit kids was doing a presentation on stage. I was standing in the main marquee. I stood at the back away from the stage. And I was absolutely sobbing.
Mm.
I was just to think, subhanallah, Allah, we had this idea. It was just an idea. We didn't have big, deep pockets. It was just an idea. And the idea just grew and grew and grew and grew and became what it was. And at the end of 4 days of activity at the Castle of Good Hope, the final segment of it was a young boy doing a piece on stage, and I remember standing and just hiding in the crowd, and I was just absolutely sobbing, subhanallah. And again, just grateful for the favors of Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so those are some of the programs that the youth programs that we've been involved in, and then obviously the Quran drive that we'll speak about a little bit later on. And then at the moment we have a host of activities for the month of Ramadan, from feeding every night. Subhanallah, our team was out till just before Isha, delivering food to homes, and we just feel this is a beautiful way of doing it. We know there's many people that feed, subhanAllah, may Allah bless them and increase them and reward them generously. But at Fusion, alhamdulillah, we try to do things a little bit more special and try to maintain the dignity of those who's receiving. So when we do distribute food, we try and connect with the imam of the community, and he or his committee, one of the members, will take us to the homes in the community and show us who's of the needy, and we'll hand over the food with a beautiful smile and engage with the people without anyone knowing, any of the neighbors knowing that they're receiving. So alhamdulillah, those are the type of things we do. Obviously, now with the season of zakah and the fitra and fidya and those kind of operations, we are obviously involved in that, and try to ensure that it reaches the best people. And also next week, inshallah, we'll be having what we call the Eid Boutique, inshallah, where we'll be inviting some of the orphans and some of the destitute. Subhanallah, something that is very special to us is our child-headed homes, where young children are running homes because of their parents passing away, grandparents are not around anymore. So now we've got 16, 17-year-olds running homes.
Sure.
And that's a whole topic on its own. That's a whole topic on its own. And so these are the kind of kids that we're going to invite to this boutique where they can come and shop and just choose any outfit, some pair of shoes and some brand new underwear. And,
nice.
You know, so this will be happening in the week after next, inshallah. Yeah, so there's quite a bit. And then something that we are super excited about, alhamdulillah, there is a global hadith competition scheduled to happen post-Ramadan. 30 countries are involved, and the final will take place on the 25th of September in Uzbekistan at the Imam al-Bukhari Masjid.
Nice. Sure.
30 countries, South Africa is one of them, and the Fusion in Jamaica Foundation is very proud to be the South African coordinators for that particular project.
Great.
Inshallah. So again, wallahi, this is truly from Allah.
No, this is, I don't even know what to say. It speaks for itself. And you gave us a very good idea that, mashallah, this is what you guys are registered in BO, PBO.
No.
Okay, so this Quran drive, right? Where on earth did you get this idea that, look, we're going to buy Qurans and just give it to the whole dunya? Let us hear about this.
So Sheikh Salih, who was featured in the video, We've been working together for quite some time. He's been working extensively in the Mandenberg community, Bridgetown community, also a teacher by profession, a colleague of mine, alhamdulillah. He came to myself in Saudi Arabia and he said, look, he's got this vision where, and the way he explained it and the way I saw it to be is like you're standing at the top of Lion's Head, and looking over Cape Town, and Cape Town is just lit with the Noor of the Quran.
Mashallah.
And that is the picture I had in his explanation. And so we said, Bismillah, it doesn't take much for us to jump onto an amazing idea, alhamdulillah. And we started with it 5 years ago, and it has just really, it has just snowballed from there. We thought of focusing on an area like Mannenberg and Hanover Park and then reaching maybe Bukap and things like that. Subhanallah, 4 years later, we've distributed over 60,000 Qurans
Mashallah.
In six different languages across not only the Western Cape and not only Cape Town and not only South Africa, but Southern Africa, subhanallah.
Wow, mashallah.
Again, through the mercy of Allah. Wallahi, through the mercy of Allah. Alhamdulillah.
It's beautiful, mashallah. So, I mean, what's the goal here? You've done over 60,000 Qurans so far. Where do you see yourselves going from here?
This year we aim to distribute 20,000 Qurans, inshallah. Many people also, how do you distribute it? Because they see on the video, we go into at the taxi rank and we start distributing Qurans there. And that's amazing. Subhanallah. I must be honest, a couple of years ago, I took a bunch of boys from Darul Islam. Just one afternoon, I said, guys, what are you doing this afternoon? Just jump in, man. We've got a couple of Qurans. Let's go down to Weinberg taxi rank and we'll give Qurans. So they're like, okay, inshallah, let's go. But you're a bit nervous. I said, nah, just don't worry, it'll be easy. But in my mind, I was like, oh my word, this is going to be hectic. And when we got there, subhanallah, before we opened the box, the people was asking, what are you guys doing? So we said, we're giving Qurans. And we didn't have to convince not a single person to take a Quran.
Wow.
People started coming to us saying, can I get the Khoza Quran? Can I get the Afrikaans Quran? Give me an English one. No, I would like an Arabic Quran. And as they walked through the taxi rank, people started being inquisitive and asking them what's happening. And people started running to us. People started running to us. When I say people, I'm not speaking about Muslim people only. And this is the beauty of it. I'm not speaking about Muslim people only. This project has touched the hearts of everyone.
Wow, mashallah.
Yesterday, we had a call from a journalist from the Cape August, a Christian lady, subhanAllah, Genevieve, if I'm not mistaken. And she said, you know, I've heard about this from Imam Salih in Mannenberg, but tell me more about it. I really want to write a piece about it. And I want to tell people about the amazing work about the Quran. That I was like, subhanAllah, is she a revert to Islam? Maybe she still has an old name. But subhanAllah, she's a Christian lady, so committed to this Quran drive. I'm lost for words.
It's profound, actually. Like, I don't know, I'm really going deep into the thought of this thing. But I mean, in the age of information, where information is practically free. Nothing stops you as an individual from going out and getting any information right now at the tips of your fingers. But I think we then also assume that people would access Islam by themselves. Like, okay, let me just go look for something Islamic. And I think the way we should think about it is like, do we just randomly start researching about Christianity or Judaism and, you know, let me get a Bible. I mean, do you own a Bible? You know what I mean? How many Muslims own a copy of the Bible?
When they go to Houdini.
Yeah, yeah. You can't take that home with you.
Yeah, you can't.
So here you have this thinking that, if they wanted Islam, they could have easily gotten it. But if you were walking and there's Bible giveaways, I would take one because I would want to check. There's certain things that I always wanted to read for myself. I would take one. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like the similar thing. You're opening up this offer. And of course, the Quran is beautiful already. You don't even need to gift wrap it. And what I mean thereby is when you present the Quran to somebody, you don't need to convince them of anything. They just need to be exposed to the Quran, and that's enough. So similarly, in this particular venture of your guys now, they just need to see that there's an opportunity to get the Quran, and they will actually rush because, I mean, who doesn't have a back thought or somewhere thinking like, I wonder what this Islam thing is really about. Mm-hmm. I wonder what this Muhammad, is all about. So it's a wonderful initiative. MashaAllah, may Allah accept and increase.
There are so many stories that we can share. I was saying that...
Did you bring the falooda?
I meant to send you a message about this morning.
You could have spoken until 12 now, but now, no falooda. I'm going to cut you off soon.
I'm good with the water. So we go into communities and we share Qurans, but also we distributed at madaris, at hifz schools, at various high schools and primary schools where we distribute these Qurans, even in hospitals and at the prison. Subhanallah, Mawlana Ismail Tawfi called me just about a month before Ramadan. He said, you know what, Nizam, there's this guy, he's been in prison for a while. He's a Bura guy from, I can't recall from where, but in any case, Afrikaans-speaking guy. And he says, remember the bunch of Qurans that you gave me? We distributed in the prison, and he took one of it. And then after reading the Afrikaans Quran, he was intrigued by Islam. And obviously having a history, that's why he found himself in prison. And so Mawla does amazing work in prison and started speaking to him about Islam, and he inquired and things like that. He then, on a later visit, Mawla went back and he said, Mawla, I want to become Muslim.
Oh, wow.
And then he took his shahada and he was then released from prison sometime probably 2-3-4 months ago probably now.
Okay.
And about a week after him being released, he made contact with Mawlana and he said, Mawlana, I want to study Deen.
Wow.
And then Mawlana phoned me to relay the story and what can we do, and he started making a few calls and connecting him to a madrasa and so on, alhamdulillah. So this kind of impact, not through our efforts but through the mercy of Allah, it is really touches the heart. Then you come into a house, and I've never known that we have so many Muslim and Christian people living together,
really,
in our community. And when you speak about being on the ground, the Quran drive takes you on the ground, nice, literally into the homes of people. Mm. And you'll find the Jesus thing hanging and a rakam hanging on that side. And you're like, this is a jeep. Like, yo, like, we know our families, alhamdulillah, it's a Muslim family, everyone's Muslim, alhamdulillah. But situations and circumstances are just so different.
Yeah.
A person doesn't have a place to stay, so they are taken in by a relative or a neighbor or whoever who practices a different faith, and you come in and the Christian person says, no, we're not Muslim, but you can give it to her, she's Muslim, but she lives in the same house. And you're like, wow. Then you come into another lady's house. So how we do it, and again, this is pre-COVID, how we do it is we come into the house, we have a couple of boys, as you saw in the video, a couple of young boys coming in, and we'll introduce ourselves. We are from the Fusion Foundation, and we're just here to spread some light.
Mm.
And would you allow us a few moments in your home and invite us in? We said, listen, we'd like to recite a few verses.
Nice.
And so our hufad, or the boys who's able to recite, they will sit and recite. And the instruction that we give them is recite for maximum one page so we can cover as many houses as possible. So they read their page and they close up and they want to leave. And the auntie says, no, my boy, you're not going to leave, with tears in the eyes.
Sure.
Now, this is not something I've heard someone telling me. This is something that I have witnessed myself. The auntie says, you can't leave now. We say, auntie, but we make a dua for the auntie and we gift them. And we say, auntie, this is a Quran on behalf of all of our donors. Please make dua for them, their parents, and so and so. And the auntie says, you're not allowed to leave. The Quran has never been read, except for the radio station. The Quran has never, ever been read in this house before. Please continue reading. The boys look at me and I say, what can we say? We did say one page, but bismillah. If you must baca al-khatam for the auntie now.
Yeah, achieve.
It is.
Oh, hectic, man. It's really like, it's da'wah. It's basically da'wah. We've experienced the actual, like, communication, da'wah type of thing. But I can relate to the experiences, man. Like, it's incredible. It's like something that you read out of a fiction book or that you'd expect to see in a Hollywood movie. But then it's like happening right here in your communities, man. Like, let me just say this. If you think your life is bad, think again. Sure. I know personally of a home in which the son beats up his mother who's in a wheelchair.
La ilaha illallah.
Among other things in the same home. But that's the situation out there, man. It's crazy. So here you guys come along and like you bring the Quran into their home. Like, yeah, you have a Quran now. You bring some sort of nur. And they, at that moment, they also feel like, you know, there's people that actually think of us out there. They're well-dressed, didn't need anything from us, but mm-hmm. they came and they gave us. They didn't even ask us for anything. It's just like, yeah, something for free for you. It affects people. And that dream that the Maulana was speaking about, the one Sunday morning, myself and my running buddy, Siraj, we ran in Bukap. Actually, we start from Sea Point, then we go through town and run Bukap. We go up Kusista Hill, and it's a very dangerous, very steep hill.
I also do that route with a car.
Okay. I was like, oh.
When you said your sisters, I got excited.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we ran there. And then this one Sunday morning, we're just out of lockdown. So we could do exercises, but only certain times, you know, that type of thing. So generally, nobody was outside. And it's a Sunday morning. And it was just after Fajr. Sun is coming out. So the sky is light, but the sun didn't rise yet. And we running there and woke up. And one masjid had a khatam. It was either a recording of a khatam playing on the sound system, or it was an actual khatam taking place. But I know the voices. I know the shuyukh who were reciting. So, and I know they do make khatams here locally. It was playing. It was so silent in that city bowl. We ran right around. And wherever we heard Quran. And like we didn't even talk to each other. We just ran. And like we're just listening to the kalam of Allah being played through the whole city. It was what's the word? Surreal. Wallahi, if there's a surreal moment in my, it was that moment. I don't know if I recorded it or not. I remember telling myself I should record this, but you can't capture it, man. It's like,
so I have to be the moment.
Yeah. So what you guys are doing is making these moments come to life, man. And you're going out there and you're looking for it, and people never understand the magic of that. Wallahi, if you thought you experienced magic, I am personally telling you now, you haven't, unless you've actually done this type of work, this door-to-door, going into the people's homes, knocked on it, tablighi style, call it what you want, but unless and until you've been there, right, you did not experience any magic, nothing.
Subhanallah. I said no titles, not even tablighi, no?
No, I mean, we did it at Discover Islam Center, exactly the same thing. And is this Sheikh Irfan? Or is this Fina Khavani?
I don't think Shigir fans on Facebook.
You never know.
You never know, no?
No, I think this is Fina Khavani, mashallah. Yeah, you know, it's something else. Bismillah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something else. And and then we have a number of madaris contacting us for Qurans, and it's such a pleasure because we say to our donors, let me just get back to a point, Mulna. You mentioned about how other people live and how we live. I want to remind myself, and I want to remind everyone watching that take a moment to thank Allah. Take a moment to thank Allah for finding yourself in the position that you are with Islam. In Cape Town, we are blessed. Subhanallah, we've got podcasts speaking about Islam and Deen and Allah, and we've got online, and we've got the best of mashayikh in Cape Town, mashallah. May Allah protect them, inshallah.
Amen.
And we just have this freedom to practice Islam.
Yeah.
And our homes, and we've got two radio stations, and we just spoiled, man.
Mm.
And then
Tula Barings.
Tula Barings. Yeah, Allah. and then just on the other side,
bro,
of the
if
line,
we had to be in charge of Makkah by now, we would have had two Kaabas or so.
Allah Akbar. And on the other side of the train line, we've got people practicing a different Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is to be fasting, it's something like my bro, ik heel dag honger is nooit. And so alhamdulillah, we need to thank Allah for allowing us to be us. Subhanallah. Yeah. So I was saying, so we tell our donors that donate a Quran. 70 rand, subhanallah. And donated on behalf of yourself, donated on behalf of your children, and donated on behalf of
what happened there?
And donated on behalf of your deceased loved ones, those who has passed away, whether it's recently because of COVID or during the last year, or those who has passed on decades ago, donate a Quran on their behalf. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the reward for reciting one letter is tenfold. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say that Alif Lam Mim is not a letter, but rather Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So imagine that Alif Lam Mim, when someone reads Alif Lam Mim, you're getting 10 rewards when they're reciting it because you donated the Quran. And then when they are reciting and Alif Lam Mim, no one knows the meaning of it. So remember, imagine they're reciting it or they're reading it with meaning. What kind of reward is there for them and equally for you donating it? And then I want to go further and saying, yes, I do agree that some of those people that believe in Quran will probably never open it or very seldom open it. So you think about, what if that is my Quran there? So I'm not going to get through it. They're not going to bacha. Right? So alhamdulillah, we cover our bases that we distribute to Hafiz schools, madaris. And imagine a father sitting with your Quran, going over his lesson, going over his back lessons and today's lesson and over, and how many times is he reading from Quran, subhanallah. And every time he reads from it, you get the reward. Allah Akbar.
That is, if you want to know of something that can get you a lot of reward, no? Give a good Hafiz student a mushaf. When they start their Hafiz, you'll know who's a good Hafiz student. If it's a good student, if it's a person who does their work and is, you know, consistent, and that is going to be a good Hafiz. That's it. So get such a person a copy of the Quran before they start their Hafiz. Allahu Akbar. You don't know how much they actually recite.
SubhanAllah.
Like, I mean, as a student. And then you get those. I mean, I have some friends who, shah. I mean, even though they've learned the Hafiz so many years ago, they recite as much now as they did then, type of thing.
MashaAllah.
You know? So,
yeah, so,
big reward.
So, Allah says, I am to my slave what he thinks of me. Personally, I think Allah is the most generous. Allahu Akram. Allah is the most generous. Allah is the most merciful. Allah looks for any reason for us to enter into Jannah. Any reason. How many hadith are there? How many ayat is there? Like, do this and enter Jannah. And you're like, oh, so easy. Can it be? Allah, are you again looking for a reason to send me to Jannah? And so I believe that is my Allah. So if that is my Allah, then I believe that if I have donated 170 rand, Allah will reward me for the 80,000 Qurans that is being distributed.
Of course.
Because your 70 rand is not connected to one Quran, man, to one Mus'haf. Mm. It's connected to the project.
That's it, yeah.
And the project is now standing at almost 80,000 Qurans.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And imagine 80,000 Qurans where you are sitting. This is what you call a passive income. Man.
Mm.
This is a passive income. This is an investment.
Yeah.
You can now go and play golf on a Tuesday morning.
It's a contemporary term, passive income.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a very hipster type of term now.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is us being smart. Islam is not a deen of difficulty. Islam is a deen of ease. Because Allah wants us to go to Jannah.
Mm.
And here's an opportunity during the month of Ramadan, 100-fold.
Mm.
And so I'm urging you, and this isn't a sales pitch. Wallah, it's not a sales pitch. It is just an invitation to be a part of the khair. Whether you're going to give the money to the Fusion Foundation and purchase Qurans, or whether you're going to buy the Qurans yourself and go and distribute it, the opportunities for you.
Hmm.
And so, yeah.
That's really amazing. I mean, you're not coming here. This podcast wasn't intended to, you know, I mean, alhamdulillah, it would be great if our viewers can comment even now and say, look, I would like to be part of this. Where can I, etc. It would show great interest, alhamdulillah. But over and above that, your purpose was just to get people to know about this project and to be a part of this project. For you to come and say, okay, we want your 70 rand, that's one thing. I mean, it's still good work, nothing wrong with it. But on the other side, you're saying, like, even if people buy their own copies of the Quran, you can give it to somebody, but just feel what it's like, you know, to be a transmitter in that sense. And then finally, your invitation, does it also extend to people actually who want to volunteer to come along with you?
Absolutely. You might be sitting at home and thinking, this guy wants to be dramatic. But this experience can change your life. When I say change your life, I mean change your perspective on life. Change the way you see things. Change the way you understand what is important in life. Spending a few hours with the project and going into homes and seeing what people's really going through on the ground, really engaging with people, and then bringing the kalam of Allah and seeing how that brings hope and smile. And you know what? We were in Hanover Park the day when we were shooting that video. We were in Hanover Park and we were about to drive away because we had to go down to Sea Point, and we were already out of this court in Hanover Park and we were almost into the road. A lady came running, and the guys in the car were saying, just wait. And I stopped the car, and this lady came running from about, 200 meters away, running with a pair of slofis. Yo. And she was like, Buddha, just can I get one kanala? I need this in my life.
Wow.
I need this in my life. And I was like, yo.
Allah. That reminded me so of the ayah in Surah Yasin now. Wajaa rajulun. How does the ayah go? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Anyway, the imagery is the same. Like a man came running from the farthest place. Yas'a, you know, hastening. And then obviously the message is different, but just the imagery, like it's epic. Mm-hmm. It's so epic that you find the same scene in the Quran. That's how epic it is. Subhanallah. So,
yeah, so we're inviting our young boys. Today some girls asked, but why can't the girls come with? We need to protect our girls. We're going into communities where... we don't want to put our girls, you know, in harm's way. And so, firstly, we ask our community.
But we'll do that to the boys. We don't really care much about them.
No.
We always get the bad rap. Who must clean the school? No, we can't let the girls do that. The boys can do that. What happened to equality then, man? You know, yes, I love. Anyway.
That's a podcast for another day.
I'm joking, people. Kanala, before the feminists are jumping down my throat again.
La ilaha illallah. Yeah, so we're asking our community to make dua for us, for our safety, for the success of this project, for our sincerity.
I mean.
And then we're asking you to send your young boys. This week, inshallah, on Saturday, we'll be meeting at the Fusion office, which is at 77 Rosmid Avenue.
By Nando's.
77 Rosemead Avenue in Kenilworth, right next to Nando's. We'll be meeting at around 10 o'clock, and then we'll be making our way down to Hout Bay, and we'll be distributing Qurans in the Hout Bay community. So inshallah, we're looking forward to that, inshallah. Yeah, and every Saturday for the month of Ramadan, we'll be distributing Qurans, and then the program runs throughout the year, alhamdulillah. But obviously, during the month of Ramadan, there's just this different kind of energy, subhanAllah.
Can I just say something quickly? Parents, if you're thinking, oh, this will be something like really good for my children to go, but then I must go. No, no. If you're too lazy to go, send your children. Wallahi, no. This would be an experience that, like Nizam said, it is potentially life-changing. If you think that your kids would do good with a wake-up call, and I think we all will do good with that, then do send your kids. This is excellent. I mean, Saturday mornings, Ramadan, bismillah, go for it. What exactly better can you do?
Exactly. What are the kids going to do on Saturday morning? What are they going to do? I don't think there's a better activity for them to do on Saturday.
No ways. I mean, you're not going to be doing sport. It's Ramadan. You're fasting. So bismillah, let them do this. Okay. Big question. I mean, people have, alhamdulillah, started asking. So let us just give them some details, Nizam. What's the contact details? What's the best way for people to contact you?
Okay, the best way is obviously via WhatsApp or phone call. They can contact Sadiqa on the number 081-424-7259. It is
081-424-7259. That's fine. We'll just add it on the screen.
We'll add on the screen.
And then there you go. Fusion in Yameko. What? WhatsApp or phone that number to get in contact, inshallah ta'ala. And say that Isnad Academy sent you. You might just get a discount for every one child that you'll send. We'll ask you to bring another.
Yeah.
How do you like that sales pitch?
Fantastic.
Okay.
Get in contact with us. Send us a WhatsApp message. Check out our website. It's www.fifsa. That is FIFSA.
You could almost told me that while I was doing the other one. Now I'm
you wouldn't trust her. You wouldn't trust her.
Yeah. Let me just edit you quickly. Say again.
www.
Right.
.fifsa.
Oops. It went away.
.fifsa.net. FIFSA.net.
There we go.
Check out our social media handles. It's Fusion Inyameko Foundation. Inyameko means care. So show that you can be a part of the goodness, inshallah.
I feel like that should be a song, Inyameko. It just sounds like it's got the rhythm to it, man. just listen to it. Inyameko. It's like, it feels like it must go on. Foundation, eh?
Yes.
Rob, I did it again. Okay, I'll put it up in a second, everyone. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but be a part of it. Be a part of the khair. This is the month of the Quran.
If you're totally not going to get involved whatsoever, don't forget about the idea. Go buy a Quran one day and take it even to somebody in your road as a gift, you know? It will be beautiful, subhanAllah. And just for those who, and I know there are going to be people who are going to ask, so I'm just going to preempt the question. They may not ask on the comments, but they will ask eventually, which is, yeah, but how can you give a non-Muslim the Quran? They're supposed to be in a state of tahara, they don't have wudu, they don't make istinja, they don't ghusl, etc. And the answer is very simply, what they are giving is a transcend.
I was just thinking, you're posing the question to me, I was going to phone the alim quickly.
No. So, the answer is it's not the Quran that they are giving. They are actually giving the translation of the Quran. And the ruling for the translation is not the same as the ruling for the Quran. Yes, it should still be respected and so on. But no wudu is required or any of that other forms of things because you can't go recite that book in Salah. It's not Quran. Quran is only the original words in the original language as it was revealed. Okay, so that's just to make sure that people are going to say like, oh, how can they just, you know, and Allah knows best. But great initiative. Shukran, may Allah Ta'ala guide you, increase you, and keep you on the straight and narrow, and grant that many, many people actually participate in this. I would love to see like a ritual. Look, I'm not a big fan of bid'ah hasanat. I think we got too many things in the Sunnah and Quran to keep us busy for me to be a fan of that. But there are certain bid'ah hasanat that are just so hasan that it's like, wow, man. Right? In our times, I just think like, yo, this is profound, like the effect that it has. This is definitely one of them. And another one is the ritual on Eid, the night of Eid, when I see these small little jamaas going from house to house and making takbir.
Absolutely.
Almost like the Christians do with Christmas carols. But I think this is quite, because it actually ties in with the sunnah.
Yes.
The sunnah of the Prophet is actually that the takbir is read in the street, at the shops, everywhere. So that, you could argue, is like, you know, reviving a sunnah, at least from that perspective. So these things, our community can become so much richer for these things, man. Even look, my brother, all these years now, he's been cooking food on the nights of Eid. I think you know, probably, right? And they also distribute everywhere. And I know that there's some brothers and sisters who ritualistically come every night of the year that they do this, the two Eids, basically. And they give up the quality Eid that they would have gotten had they not been, because they're up whole night. It's fire, it's smoke, it's red eyes, no sleep. So they generally have a terrible Eid. They come either way. Because they love it.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. You asked what are the projects we're busy with. I mentioned a few. I probably forgot quite a number.
Mm.
I just remembered now that for this Eid, inshallah, we'll be cooking 30 pots of food.
Mm. Inshallah.
And it's a big sacrifice, honestly. And so we thank all those volunteers that comes out. You've got a hectic Eid. You are sleeping for, if you're lucky, you're sleeping for most of the day because you are just drained.
Yeah.
Because it's a full day and a full night. And for us, it's probably another couple of days of preparation.
So you guys do sleep, right? Between you and Sadiqa, you sometimes sleep.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. I just needed to check that out.
You probably get there, you said. But we take turns. We take turns. We share about 10 hours of sleep between us. I take the 9 and she takes the 1.
Yes, Allah.
But alhamdulillah, Allah bless her.
I mean, I can actually believe that.
No, it's
true. It will be you.
That's true.
Okay, look, people also want to know about the banking details. Uncle Shamil, I'm going to ask Brother Nizam to send that to you directly, inshallah, or maybe we'll add it in the comment section afterwards. So anybody who's perhaps interested, you can find it in the comment section. But we're going to wrap up on this note, inshallah. We actually plan to do a half an hour podcast episode.
Was that
we are now
minutes?
52 minutes.
20? What?
Yeah. No, it goes like that. Yeah, Kasam. You know, with the guys and we podcast, if I don't watch the time, we would just go on and on and on. Like last night, I got such a shock. Because I was going to say, okay, what next? And then I looked at the time and saw, but time is already up, you know? So it goes like that in a podcast. Love it. Loved having you here. And love being a part of Fusion, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And may Allah Ta'ala accept, bless, increase, and grant all the khair and barakah in this world and the world you're after.
We didn't even mention about the Ignite the Leader program.
You see the and two people sitting here about, maybe we should have a special program just inshallah. About that, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Taib, okay.
Shukran so much for having me over to have a chat. It's always lekker to be in your company, alhamdulillah.
Who, me?
Mm.
Okay. That's for the camera, right? Okay, mashallah. Shukran. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, next time, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, subhanallah, wa bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma, wa bihamdik, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.